Line drive to short, caught by Dawson, throw to first in time for the double play.
This is the Nick Mangione Show on the UK Sports Network.
Swung on and slammed, deep to right, down the line, that ball is gone.
Got a question for Coach Mangione? Tweet it to at UK Sports Network.
He scores! Kentucky wins!
Now, alongside the coach, here's the voice of UK baseball, Darren Hedrick.
We welcome you into another edition of the Nick Mangione Radio Show here on the UK Sports Network. The Cats are getting ready to host the Dayton Flyers tomorrow night at Kentucky Proud Park. First pitch set for 6:30. The Cats will then board an airplane and head to Florida this weekend for a three-game series with the Gators. Coming up on the show, we'll hear from the head coach of the Wildcats. We'll also visit with Zach Lee and Emilian Petre. Stick around. It's the Nick Mangione Show on the UK Sports Network. We welcome you back into the Nick Mangione Show here on the UK Sports Network as we chat with the skipper of the Wildcats, Nick Mangione. And Coach, 1-3 on the week, not what the team wanted, but you really battled against some tough competition. Just what were your overall thoughts coming off of the games against Louisville and then the series with Vanderbilt?
Well, you know, I'll start with this weekend. You know, obviously the series was close. I mean, obviously did not have a good night on Friday by any stretch on either side of the ball. But then you sit there and you look at the way our team battled back on Saturday, and the score is, you know, 3-2. We get a big home run by Adam Fogle, had tremendous pitching. I mean, guys just gave us a chance to win the game, and the job that, you know, that we got on the mound and the job that Tyler Guilfoyle did and how fantastic he was out of the bullpen, and of course the great start. And you know, then yesterday we have an opportunity to win the series, and give them a lot of credit. They made some plays, and their center fielder made an unbelievable play, robs a three-run home run, and even right there in the last inning we absolutely crush a ball and a guy makes a diving play, and give them credit, they made the plays. But definitely an opportunity that we were right there and had a chance to win the series, and obviously didn't come up, you know, the way we wanted, and just a tad short.
You mentioned these close games, and I know this team has to be so frustrated because 6-12 is their league record, but they've had five games that were decided by two runs or less that went against them. So I guess the question is, how does this team flip those games back in their direction? Because they have been so competitive in the league.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing that I appreciate about this team so much, and that has been the one of the messages, was just how we're competing. And it starts with that, right? I've always said it goes in three levels. You got to learn how to compete, then you got to learn how to win, then deal with winning. And, you know, obviously we're still trying to figure out ways to win baseball games. And, you know, that's what I appreciated about, you know, Saturday's game, is we had tremendous pitching. We played great defense. We ended up hitting a home run. I thought the Adam Fogle home run was huge. And then even into yesterday's game, you know, when you start and you think about, you know, I thought the Plastiak home run was big. I thought even on Saturday, the Ryan Ritter two-out hit was big. And, you know, we made plays. So, you know, we have to continue to make plays. And, you know, you and I have talked about that. One of the ways is you just go out and make plays. And it's really as simple as that, you know. And so whether it's making a pitch, whether it's making a defensive play, getting the hit, or having that great at bat to pass it off to the next guy. And but we've been close, as you mentioned. You know, you and I were talking off air, you flip three of those,
yeah,
and what's your record, or even four, you know, but we haven't, and that's not what our record is. But we have put ourselves in positions to win games. We just need to win more.
Coach, you mentioned the pitching, and between Mason Hazelwood, Zach Lee, and Sean Harney, you got what amounted to three really good starts from your staff this weekend. How did you feel about the pitching?
Yeah, and I thought Mason was fantastic, right? I mean, he gave us five innings, gave us, you know, two runs, gave us and put us in a position to win that game. Unfortunately, we didn't. But, you know, as we mentioned on Saturday, I mentioned Guilfoyle earlier, but boy, Zach Lee was the one that got it started.
Right.
Right. And you know what? Zach is fully capable of doing that. And he is throwing the ball as well as anybody we have right now. And the thing I appreciate about Zach is, you know what? The season maybe didn't start off the way he wanted, but to his credit, he just continues to work, Darren. And his ability to land that slider, now is just really helped him. And you think about the slider to go along with the really good changeup that he has and the fastball already. So, yeah. And then Sean, you know, he came in a little sooner than we wanted. But to his credit, I mean, he gave us and put us in a position to win that ball game and got six innings out of him and threw exceptionally well. And he is the reason why that we were in a position to win that game late.
You know, and I thought you kind of touched on this already with Sean Harney on Sunday. He actually got stronger as his outing progressed. You don't always see that from guys, but as he became more fatigued, he actually was pitching more dominant. It was really fun to watch.
Yeah, and Sean is a guy who, Darren, you know this, he has pitched in every role you could ever imagine. And the bottom line is, when he's on the mound, he is going to give us a chance to win because his overall competitiveness, his stuff, our team believes in him. Our opponents know how good he is, but he's one of those guys that is just, you know, and I hate it for him because, boy, you want wins for that guy.
Right.
Because he's done everything, and just the teammate, the type of, you know, guy he is. We talk about all the time. We talk about two things they can control is, you know, how they play and how you help the team outside of how you play or when you're playing. And, boy, he's been phenomenal in the dugout, and just his desire to win that dominates is fun to be around.
Looking at his pitching weapons, Coach, he has on his career been able to complement his fastball with that heavy hammer curveball, but it feels like the last couple of outings here with Kentucky, we've seen him start to mix in changeups and other breaking pitches. What have you seen from him out of the arsenal that he's growing?
Well, he's thrown some more changeups, but, you know, the breaking ball is just so good, yeah. And sometimes it's more of like the 12 to 6 or the, you know, the more of the side to side. But regardless, you know, he is so good with it. And a lot of it depends on the umpire that day,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, yesterday's umpire didn't maybe give as much off as he did maybe more over the plate or up and down. So, but his ability to land that thing and to really throw his fastball. I mean, the fastball has great movement, yeah. right? You've seen him locate that to both sides of the plate. And the thing about Sean is, and he is just an absolute competitor and warrior. I cannot say enough good things about him because, I mean, every time he's on the mound, he's put us in a good position to either win or hold it close for us to make a comeback.
You've also got a couple of good outings this past week from Austin Strickland. Great to see him starting to return to the guy that we saw last year as a freshman.
Yeah, and you know what? He and I spent some time together, you know, just chatting after the game. And you know, as he mentioned, you know, some guys have gone down, and so we need some guys to step up, and he's one of them. And he, another guy that's been able to land a breaking ball, mm-hmm. and it's really helped him. So he's obviously, he's always had good fastball command, but to his credit, him and Coach Roselle got to work in a couple weeks ago and made some adjustments to his mechanics, took away the big high leg kick, mm-hmm. right? He made it a little, you know, smaller, a little cleaner, maybe a little easier on his delivery, and I think it's really helped him. And you know, the thing about Austin is he's had success before, so there's no reason why he shouldn't have success now. And he works as hard as anybody we have. He's as serious about his throwing as anybody we have, and just happy to see, you know, the innings and the opportunities he's getting, and he's definitely taking advantage of them.
Let's start into hitting real quick. You've already mentioned the big knocks from Plastiak and Fogle, but Ryan Ritter had 5 hits this week, including 3 on Sunday. It feels like we're starting to see the Ritter that we saw all of last year, just steady Eddie at the plate.
Oh, he had the best week, you know, offensively out of all of our positional players, and we're not surprised by that. Obviously, he's super talented, and you know, sometimes guys go through little slumps, and that's part of baseball, mm-hmm. right? I mean, even the best in the world that have ever played this game have gone through a bit of a slump before. But, you know, the thing about Ryan is he's continued to give us good at-bats. And Ryan's at his best when he is attacking early in the at-bat. And when he gets 2 strike, it's okay. I mean, he got a big two strike hit mm-hmm. to put us in the lead and won us a game. I mean, he has that type of ability. And to his credit, he has not stopped working. He's continued to work and work and work and work. And as talented as he is, it was just a matter of time. And so good to see him get a bunch of hits and backswing the bat well for us.
Coach, going into a new week, I'm sure fans are interested. Any injury updates in terms of the progress Arajanu and John Thrasher are making and anything new on Nolan McCarthy?
Well, Nolan's going to be out indefinitely. You know, obviously he tweaked his hamstring there, so it's going to be a little time for him. But Anu's getting better. I mean, he got live at-bats in three different times this week. So that was good. He got some live off some of our guys on Wednesday, got in a game on Friday. He's gotten a game on Sunday. So we feel really good about the direction he's going and the way he's heading. And Thrasher is just continue to be day-to-day. Yesterday was a bit of a different injury, not related to his finger, so he wasn't able to get in there. But he should be day-to-day and ready to go hopefully this week. And so good to see those two guys, you know, hopefully progressing well and getting to a spot and getting Nolan all taken care of and get him ready for, you know, however many weeks down the road it is.
Coach, this week you've got Dayton tomorrow night at 6:30 and then a trip to Florida to take on a Gators team that was swept by Tennessee this past weekend. What's your thoughts on the upcoming week?
Well, just like anything else, just an important week. And obviously it starts tomorrow with Dayton. So we've got to be able to handle business before we get too far down the road and head down to the Sunshine State, get an opportunity to go and see a lot of family and friends and things like that. But most importantly, get us started off on a good foot, you know, on Tuesday, and then get down there and get guys, you know, obviously it's been a long season, starting to see some of the guys getting a little dinged up and banged up. So we'll have a good, you know, couple days where we can get some rest and get some good practice in and go out and the attack and just focus on what's important right now. And whatever the game demands, that's what our focus will be and put ourselves in a position to be successful.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you tomorrow night before the game against Dayton.
Thank you. Go Cats.
That's Nick Mangione. Coming up on the show, we'll chat with Zach Lee, who got the start on Saturday in a win for the Wildcats, and we'll also speak with infielder Emelian Petre. It should be a fun visit with them coming up. Stick around. This is the Nick Mangione Show on the UK Sports Network. Welcome back to the Nick Mangione Radio Show here on the UK Sports Network. Darren Hedrick joined by Zach Lee, who got the win over Vanderbilt on Saturday with 5 innings, 2 runs, 4 strikeouts. Threw 90 pitches over 5 innings, man, your longest outing of the season. So how's the arm feeling right now?
I mean, it's not as sore as I thought it was going to be. I mean, I was a lot more sore yesterday, but I mean, I feel good still. Yeah. I mean, it feels good to actually be able to go out there and throw more and more each time and make my arm doesn't feel that bad. So it's actually good for me to know that the arm's still, it's fine. So.
Yeah. Well, last year you were a starter. This year you were coming out of the bullpen. I know the season didn't begin the way you wanted it to, but how excited were you to get back into a starting role this past weekend?
I mean, it's very exciting for me. I mean, I've always wanted to just start. I mean, obviously just doing whatever I can to help the team win. So, sure. I mean, if it is coming out of the bullpen, just find a way to do that. Even if it is starting, just find a way to help the team win.
You and I were just talking before we started this interview about your slider. Coach Mangione and Coach Roselle have both been bragging about it. Just tell me why that pitch has been so effective for you down the stretch here.
I mean, I came into this year, even before the season started, even in the fall, it's the one thing I needed to work on. I didn't really feel like I had that put away pitch. So, I mean, that's the one thing I focused on all fall and even early in the spring, just be able to consistently throw better. So I think that's part of it. So.
Against Vanderbilt, you really got in a groove. You were feeding your defense ground balls, fly balls. And the way this team can make plays defensively, how much confidence does that give you and your teammates on the mound?
I mean, it gives me all the confidence in the world. I mean, I trust every guy that's behind me. I trust Zoe behind the plate, too, at the same time. They're just going to get it done. So, I mean, you're not going to be able to strike everybody out. So, I mean, just let your defense go to work. I mean, we always talk about it's 9-1, and it really is. So,
you've really put the start of the season in your rearview mirror, but what was it that drove you to kind of overcome some things early in the year with the struggles?
I mean, just to get better. I mean, just trying to do whatever I can do to help the team win. I mean, whether it's obviously, like I said earlier, in the bullpen or starting, I mean, just getting better every single day.
You've put together a nice little scoreless streak over the last month or so. To have that culminate with a start and a win over a program like Vanderbilt, I imagine that had to be really gratifying to see all that hard work pay off in a nice team win.
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, it's really good. I mean, all I want to see is our team win, no matter what it is. So, I mean, it's just fun to watch and go out there and have fun and just win as a team. So,
what's the message been in the pitcher's room since all these injuries have happened, losing Cole and losing Darren, and guys are having to step up and fill those innings now?
I mean, the biggest thing is to believe in your stuff. I mean, your stuff is good enough. It's obviously why everybody's here. So, and I mean, every guy on our staff is good. So just got to step up and just believe in their stuff and get the job done. So,
you've been around the block in the Southeastern Conference. You know what these lineups are like day in and day out. What's the biggest thing, though, that you've noticed from your freshman year coming back into this year now facing these lineups?
I mean, for me, it's just you can't throw the ball by everybody. I mean, I learned that really quick. You just got to be able to hit spots, get weak contact here and there, and just find a way to get outs. And my biggest thing for me is to not allow someone to score before you get three outs each inning.
Yeah. A lot of the freshman guys are stepping into bigger roles now. We've seen more of Mason Moore in recent weeks and Colby Frieda. What is kind of the message from you to those guys as they're getting their feet wet in the SEC?
I mean, just like I said earlier, just believe in your stuff. I mean, they're here for a reason. I mean, obviously we've seen they can get the job done. They got good stuff. So, I mean, if they go out there and believe in their stuff, they're going to be able to go out there and get the job done. So,
this team has been really close to some breakthrough wins in the SEC. What's it going to take, though, to get that whatever that extra is to break that ceiling and come in with a big series win this weekend?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is just having a full team effort together and us believing in each other, whether it's the guy behind us playing defense or the dude that's on deck behind the person hitting. Just having a team effort together, playing as a team, and just getting it done. So,
Zach, thanks for the time, man. Congrats on the win against Vandy. Good luck in the next outing.
Thank you.
We'll be back with Emilian Petre as we continue with the Nick Mingione Show here on the UK Sports Network. Final segment of the Nick Mingione Radio Show, and we're going to go back to the infield now and chat with one of the new Kentucky ball players in Emilian Petre. And Emilian, first of all, man, welcome to the show and welcome to the States and the University of Kentucky, man. How's the first season gone for you so far?
Well, thank you for having me. How's the season gone? Well, it's personally, I think it's gone well, you know, just coming here, playing the SEC, watching SEC baseball is just different, you know. I'm just here to get better, help the team win. So, yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun.
Coach Mingione has really bragged about your defense. Where are some areas you feel like you've grown as a player defensively since you got here?
You know, I don't want to say that I look up to Ryan, but obviously I try to pick everything I can from him defensively, you know. Little things like, you know, staying low to the ground on your prep step, let's say just counting the bounce, you know, when the ground ball is coming towards you. So all that little stuff, like, let's say footwork. And, you know, there's another thing I really picked up from Ryan is, so his throws to first base, he's not trying to throw as hard as he can, but he really focuses on accuracy and all that stuff. So that's one of the biggest thing I would say I picked up from Ryan.
I was going to ask you about playing behind him, because obviously you want to play, but I have feel like it's an advantage to watch him because you can learn and there's not really that pressure to go out there and make big plays, right?
You know, I spend so much time around Ryan, whether it's on the field or outside of baseball. But yeah, on the field, you know, practicing with him, it's been great. You know, just watching him like playing too is great. So yeah.
Coach also mentioned that your swing has been getting better. How do you feel about things right now at the plate and just adapting to this level of baseball?
Yeah, I think I'm adapting. You know, I'm not there yet, obviously, but I think it'll come just from getting at bats. But as to where my swing is, I'm just trying to get better. Like, even without playing during BP, during practice, that's where I'm trying to get my swing to where I want it to be. So,
chatting with Emilian Petre, and coming from Quebec to Kentucky, what has that cultural experience been like for you?
Well, so before coming here, I was in Ontario for like 9 months. Mm. So that's where I pretty much learned my English. But, I think that's the biggest, difference, you know, the language barrier. You know, there's some people here with accents and sometimes, you know, it's hard for me to, understand what they're saying. But the first, I'd say 6 months ago or like a couple months after I got here, I dreamed in English for the first time.
Really?
So yeah, that's probably the biggest turn points when it comes to my English. But culturally, you know, the food is different, obviously. But yeah.
Do you enjoy American maple syrup?
I wouldn't say I enjoy it, but if I need syrup, I'll use it. Yeah.
For someone who might not know, what are the differences in the syrups that you grew up eating versus what you've had in the States?
The difference. It's just better. It just tastes so much better. It feels natural. Yeah. You know, we get it from the trees, so yeah, it's not like a artificial, but it's just so much better.
Chatting with Emilian Petre, and first time in the Southeastern Conference, you've got to experience a great place like College Station, obviously Lexington. Mm-hmm. What's it been like to be in the Southeast of the U.S. and see these different ballparks and how passionate fans are about baseball in the South?
It's great. It's great. You know, I've never had that many fans at a baseball game, but just seeing like 500 people, it doesn't look much when you're on the field. But for me, it does because, you know, there's like maybe like 10 people to my games back home. And it's great, you know, just visiting all different kinds of stadiums. We don't have that back home. So I'm just every time I go to a place, I'm like, is that the best ballpark you've ever seen? Because that is the best ballpark I've seen. So,
well, Emilian, we appreciate you joining us here on the show. And best of luck the next time we see you on the field. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Thanks.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me.
That's Emilian Petre, and that'll do it for the Nick Mangione Radio Show. The Cats are back in action against Dayton tomorrow night at Kentucky Proud Park. 6:30 first pitch will be on the air at 6:15. This has been the UK Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Nick Mangione Show on the UK Sports Network. Kentucky baseball is sponsored all season long by Chick-fil-A, Coca-Cola, Hunt Brothers Pizza, the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety, Kentucky Legend, Kentucky Select Chevy Dealers, and Lexus of Lexington. This has been a presentation of the UK Sports Network, powered by JMI Sports.